Throughout the 66 books of the Bible, the 1185 chapters, the 31,607 verses, there isn't one that says you're a failure. It is time for us to lose the delusional concept and start having vision. Vision comes from changing your environment. Stop the insanity.
For your love offering of $25 or more, receive Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr.'s three-part series titled Stop the Insanity on CD or DVD. To order, call 1-800-650-9435.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Hallelujah. Lift your Bible up before the Lord. Say, Lord, feed me. Lord, change me. In Jesus' name. All right. Grab your word. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. We've been discussing faith. Now, I realize that I'm going against cultural understanding, so it's going to take time to help you turn. You're not going to turn in one sermon. There are years and years and years of bad stuff that we have to get through. This bad stuff is identified by the way we pray and what we think we believe God for. And so today we're going to shatter some old theories and kick out some old paradigms and get you thinking godly. How must the Christian think? You're going to turn to Hebrews chapter 13, but I'm going to read St. John chapter 5, verse 19. Look at this, John 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, listen carefully, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he... All right, there's the verb to see. What's on the end? TH means... So what he continues to see, how does one continue to see? By staying in his presence. So what Jesus is saying here is that I'm not doing this stuff of my own volition or my own choice. I'm only doing what I see the Father constantly doing. So then he says, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Now, Jesus is really telling us that most of the things we ask for, God isn't doing it. And we are asking for things and saying that we're using our faith to get them, and God isn't doing it. So we're asking for things that we don't see. Now, this is going to be difficult because a lot of you watch Word of Faith, and you're into the prosperity movement. And the prosperity movement, while prosperity is a biblical concept, the way that it's given to us is more of a capitalistic slant. God has been turned into a slot machine for us. And many of us become disappointed when God doesn't give us what we want. And so Jesus says, I only do what I see my Father doing. And how many of us can say, I only ask for what God tells me to ask for? Now watch. Because as we work through this, I'm not going to keep you long, because like I said, we have communion tonight, and I don't want you to use time as an excuse for not returning. But I do want to impress upon you the need for something that should go with your faith. Heretofore, we had been thinking that faith is the accumulation of Scripture, which results in the release of desires. Those desires can be contrary to the will of God. Then what we do is we pepper the desire with the words in the name of Jesus. Now, 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 tells us that all that is in the world, the pride of life, the lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh are what's motivating the flesh. Most of us will pray according to the dictates or desires of our flesh, which really means what's comfortable. I ask this on a regular basis, and I like to do it on Wednesday because I get a chance for feedback. And the Bible teaches that tribulation is profitable for us, but yet no one in here goes to God and say, Father, send me tribulation. And it's a good thing for us to have it because tribulation works patience. And the Bible says you need patience. Now, we have been taught, and I believe that what I've done in many cases is I've taught you principles of the Word of God that express God's heart, but not how to get there. And so many people walk out of here thinking that God is just going to give me everything I need. For example, Deuteronomy 28 teaches us God's heart for our earthly dwelling. You're to be the head, not the tail. You're to have the ability to lend and not to borrow. You're supposed to be in the front, not the back. He's going to bless the works of your hands, the fruit of your body, the fruit of your labor. Deuteronomy 28 in the first 14 verses tells us all this great stuff God wants to do. So we will walk out because the teaching is one-dimensional, that God will do stuff for you, and the only requirement you have is to obey. If you do what I tell you, then all these blessings shall overtake you. So consequently, what we've done is we've created the environment for us to walk out, claim a few things, and demand that God blesses us. Listen carefully. While that might be ceremonially true, it is not scripturally valid. It doesn't mean that we've been teaching things that are not biblical. It means that we've been giving fully grown doctrine to people that are still struggling in development. And that's why, how can I put it? Lord, give me wisdom. You said if I lack wisdom. Okay, thank you. You're all right, right on time. I got a 10-year-old boy, all right? Take the 10-year-old boy, go up to him at home and say, Johnny, you can stay out as long as you want. You don't have to come home at any given time. You can stay out as long as you want. Now, I got a 21-year-old son, and I would say, Billy, you can stay out as long as you want. Both of them have been given the same privilege. How will they assess it? It's the same privilege. How will the 10-year-old assess it? He will have joy. I can stay out all night, but it will come to his understanding. The eye opener will be, I don't know what to do. Here's why. Because nobody else is out here with me. I'm surrounded by grown-ups. There are no other 10-year-olds out here with me. So what will happen to his freedom? It becomes, what's the opposite of freedom? Bondage. His freedom becomes bondage because he has not been taught what to do in those liberties. Now I got the 21-year-old, and I say, you can stay out as late as you want and do whatever you want to do. What's going to be their response? Watch this. The same thing. Same thing. You know why? Because you've removed the barrier. People don't function well without barriers. He's going to run around, all right, I'm out all night. And then he's going to say, there ain't nothing to do. Watch. I am more bored now than I ever was when I was a teenager. You know why? Because I had to be in the house at a certain time when I was a teenager, so it was exciting to try to get 22 hours worth of stuff in 5 hours. But now I can come and go as I please, pretty much do whatever I want to do, as long as it doesn't violate the Word of God, and I'm bored. Because you have to wind up making stuff to do. Well, let me go to the mall. Then you go to the mall, I don't have no money. Well, let me go hang out. You go hang out. These people, they're getting on my nerves. They don't want anything. They want to stay in mediocrity. Let me go to the church. Go to the church. Those people are neurotic. What happens? Same freedoms, but your age has determined how you view it. Prosperity is for everybody, but those that are greedy view it differently than those who understand God meeting their needs. Now watch this. This is gonna blow your mind, Delphonics. This is gonna blow your mind. And didn't I blow your mind this time? Watch this. Now, in Hebrews chapter 13, that's the verse you have, right? Okay, and we've chosen verses 5 and 6, right? Okay, look at what it says. Now, I'm going to read it out of the King James. It says, let your conversation be without what? Okay, most of us, when we hear the term covetousness, we think differently than the scriptures teach it. Now, first, let's identify conversation. That's lifestyle. For some reason, the translator always translates conversation from the word lifestyle. So what God is saying here is let your lifestyle be without covetousness. Most of our prayers and our reciting of scripture is based upon our covetousness. God is going to give us this. God is going to give us that. God is going to make this way. And usually those things are connected to our covetousness. So then you release so-called faith over covetousness. Things that the only thing the Bible ever tells you to covet are the best gifts. The rest of the stuff that we covet is capitalistic. If I were to say to you, here's a 3x5 card and a golf pencil, write down the things you want God to do for you, I would hazard a guess very safely and say that 90% of the people in here would put things down such as a new car, a new house, a new spouse, a new child, a new job, all the things that what? Make us comfortable and happy. So, what are we believing for? The will of God or for God to validate our will?
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
9117P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14. Which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Want to hear more of Bishop Lambert? Now you can access recent sermons preached by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. from your computer and mobile device. Just visit EricLambertMinistries.com. EricLambertMinistries.com is updated each week with the most recent sermons preached by Bishop Lambert right after our 7:30 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Sunday services. Purchase and download these uplifting messages so you can listen to the Word of God wherever you go. So visit EricLambertMinistries.com and add to your digital library today.